We check with Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. We're talking about home care, of course, with Christine and the benefits of being in your own home and having some care provided for you that way. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I actually have some interesting statistics that I found on a report called Caring for America Seniors, the Value of Home Care Report, from just a couple years back, from 2016, but just had some really great information. So, you know, with home care, we talk about how caregivers can help with sometimes dangerous everyday tasks like cleaning or laundry. And you might say dangerous, you know, but people ages 65 and older are 2 times as likely to suffer from a fatal fall at home as anywhere else. So sometimes those tasks that have become difficult and tiring can actually pose a threat. So having a caregiver in the home really serves as an extra set of eyes and ears, and also as, you know, somebody that could help with a little bit of that fall prevention, whether it is going through the home to make sure that it's safe or checking in on things like, for example, making sure that medications are taken correctly. And that's another stat that this study offers, is that older adults, up to 75% of older adults actually report making some kind of error in their medications. And medications can actually be a cause for a fall risk if not taken correctly, or if they're causing somebody to be unsteady or unbalanced. So having caregivers to come in to help people take medications at the correct times, or having a nurse to come in to do med setup, is another way that we can help people stay safe in their homes. One last little thing I just wanted to mention about these benefits that they talk about, and I think that this is really, this is an underappreciated service to what we're doing, but it says here that 43% of seniors report feeling lonely. And I have to imagine that during our current situation, that percentage is higher, with people being kind of stuck at home, you know, not being able to go out and do those regular activities and not being able to go to the store and some of those things that we take for granted. So caregivers actually provide so much companionship and personalized care. And that could be, you know, just listening to stories or playing games and sharing mealtimes, you know, in addition to the other services that are provided in the home.
I love the extra eyes. Like you said, it's a set of extra eyes and the connection and the companionship piece of home care. If somebody's listening and this is resonating with them, thinking maybe they have a need for one themselves or a loved one that might benefit from your services, how do we get in touch with Freedom Home Care and kind of have that first consultation and discussion about possibilities and what's needed?
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to visit with anybody just to find out about their needs and how home care could benefit from them. So the first step a lot of people take will be to check out our website at freedomhomecarellc.com, where they can find a lot of information about services. But we also really encourage people to just give us a call, ask questions, set up that inquiry meeting. But our number is 507-387-4663 or 387-HOME.
We're going to send folks in that direction for Freedom Home Care and their services. If you want to talk to Christine or any of the employees there, Christine, thank you so much for all you do. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Lisa.